work for the good of the city, work for the good of the nation, plant trees so you can have a harvest. Your children should marry. They should have children. In other words, don't fret and end up living a very limited life of anxiety, whatever generation you're living in. Look to find God's plan and God's purpose in that generation, and then live in that generation for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And so we're endeavoring to do that here. And Amen. Your participation enables us to lift up Christ with Christian Radio. And at this point, it's very important that we continue to do that.
You know, with AI, sorry, my last comment. I feel like with AI, it's almost like the last frontier, you know, where the church, you know, we have to be in the world, but not of the world.
There you go.
So it's there's mm-hmm. that, to me, the AI is like, you know, you feel like you're almost going to be sucked into it involuntarily, but we have to be educated about AI. And still know, like you're saying, that God will take care of us. And we're in the world, but not of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're aliens.
Aliens. That's yeah. right.
We're in the world, but not of the world. That's really what you're saying. And we know that. This world is not our home. Mm-hmm. That was a song that, as a kid, I heard sung many times. I'm just passing through. My treasures laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And just the focus that we should not be so earthly focused that we forget that our life here is short, but we're going to have forever together with God and with the people of God. And so, amen. Let's go to a song. We'll be back in just a moment. Phone line is open. The lines are open, and we have plenty of them. So give us a call. David, let's get those phone numbers out.
772-221-1100 is the number to call, 772-221-1100.
And again, we want to thank Elizabeth, that donation of $300. We want to thank Antoine for that donation, tremendous donation coming in from Vero Beach of $1,000. That really moves us ahead. So let me just tell you where we are. I just entered those in. We are real close to $125,000. We are moving forward this morning. That's exactly what we need to do. And so we are right now at $124,656. So we are just about $344 away from breaking over the 125. So that'll be our first hallelujah of the morning. So we're getting close. We're getting close. $344 away from that. Give us a call. Let us know if the Lord has put on your heart to give. Maybe you have listened for some period of time, or maybe you're a new listener. And if you're a new listener, tell us that. And we really like to celebrate and hear that we have new callers, first-time givers in our family. And, of course, we need all of you who have given over the years to come alongside of us today as well. Looking for a few hundred phone calls today. So give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
Though I'm pressed on every side, I still know I'm not abandoned. Though the ways of God aren't mine, I still know I'm not forsaken. The cross forever speaks. Though I'm filled with questions, why, I still know I'm not abandoned. Though I suffer in this life, I still know I'm not forsaken.
Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee, though no one pursue, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee, though no one pursue.
Right.
But right.
All right, and David, great to have you with us here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Had to step on Rhett there a bit. He normally comes on and his program just jumped in, but we really don't have the open air time to do that today because we need every minute focused on raising this operational budget. So give the phone numbers out. We have some callers online. We have some phone lines open.
You can reach us at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And David, we've already jumped ahead a long ways already this morning. Antoine, we want to thank you from Vero Beach with a $1,000 donation. Elizabeth with that $300 donation. All these are matching funds, and it is moving us ahead. We have Life Changing Ministry, and this is from Port St. Lucie. Life Changing Ministry with Pastor LeHarrison. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that absolutely correct, but from Fort Pierce.
He's got a thumbs up from Sherry.
Okay, good deal. And we welcome anyone who wants to worship with us. There we go, Pastor LeHarrison, making a $50 donation this morning, part of our listening family. And we want to thank all of you who make this ministry possible, and it is by listener support that we are able to be here. So that 50, it gets turned into, as we're able to bring it into our budget, it's going to turn into $100. That $1,000 Antoine brought in, that's going to turn into $2,000. Already has. We've already put it in the budget. It's in right now.
Yeah.
So we're already taking some strides forward, and we thank you for your calls. Every dollar you give, we need to fully match up all of these funds, and we have plenty of them. We're right now at, let's see, about $13,868 before we add some of the most recent donations. But any donation, some of you may be able to give $5,000 or $10,000, $20,000. Or maybe you're able to give $10 a month, $20 a month, maybe $5 a month. Whatever God puts on your heart to give is going to be a great blessing, and it takes donations of every size. And we have precious people that are on fixed incomes. And one of our donors that's able to give large donations said every time he hears that $5 a month read online or that $10, that it touches his heart, because he said, I realize that God has given me much more to manage, and I have more freedom with resources. Mm-hmm. But those who are unlimited, the sacrifice is so much greater. Jesus addressed that when he asked the disciples to take note of that lady who came with her coins and dropped them in. There were others that had great wealth that they could distribute. And in reality, we do need people with great wealth giving. We need that. That's part of the family. So the kings and priests, they're needed. We also need participation. Sometimes it's from our kids. We have kids that are involved sometimes with a couple bucks out of their savings. And so all of that is a part. It makes up that operational budget for the next 6 months. David, once we raise this, then we don't make a big deal out of finance as we move along through the year, except primarily during the times where we're raising the budgets. So we do have Heather that is calling in from Jupiter. And thank you, Heather, for that donation. Thank you so much for all you do. And $100 coming in from Heather down in Jupiter. And that is exactly how we are going to see the provision of God. This is how we will see the provision of God. And so we have here is a pastor from a church, a ministry that's calling in this morning, and they are supporting the station. Here's Heather down south making a $100 one-time donation. Here's Elizabeth making a $300 donation. And here's Antoine making a $1,000 donation. And all of these together makes up the body of Christ. This is how the body of Christ functions. And in your local church, it's the same kind of a thing. And remember that WCNO is a not-for-profit organization. We are nonprofit. I use the term 501c3. You may not know what that means, but for a pastor, for a church, that means that we can receive tax-deductible donations. We can receipt to you a record of that, that if you do your taxes and the long form, which I've needed to do for a lot of years because of a lot of different conditions in my family. With that, you are able to get some credit for that. And I know the tax laws have changed to where a lot of that is now being built into that deductible that is there. But as you honor God, as we honor God, the kingdom of God is able to function. And so your part and partnership is very important. I suppose, David, actually all of us at WCNO are basically old enough to be retired.
And
maybe a little more. However, the point is that God is not finished with us yet. God has us here. We're actually doing a very important work in ministry. And it's awesome that we have an intern that's 13 years old that's coming in to learn about Christian radio, learning about how it works, and she'll be coming in later today. And she's learning how prayer and share goes, how fundraising works, and learning the importance of getting the Word of God out. So that's exactly on our heart to do, is to raise up a younger generation and put the ministry into their hands and coach them, tutor them, and stand with them while they take over the reins. And whether that's in the next year, whether it's in the next 5 years, I don't know. But as God directs and as God brings in a younger generation, we want to see them fully equipped to continue the work of God. Some of you who have given for years, I'm sure you understand that your gifts have enabled this ministry to be here today. But many who have given to this ministry are already with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so we are able to continue today and for future generations by your gifts. So give us a call.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. 1100.